This week, the world lost the fifth Beatle. Sir George Martin was the producer for the Beatles, signed them up to Parlophone Records in the early 60s, and some say he was an essential element in their success. But what does a record producer actually do? Jean-Paul is a record producer whose bio makes impressive reading. He's worked with the likes of My Disco, Ginger Safari, and even Aussie rock icons Cold Chisel. What's even more impressive is that he's achieved all this before his 30th birthday. To tell us about the role of a modern producer, JP joins me in the studio. JP, how are you doing? Good morning.
I'm very well, thank you. Good morning.
So what is the role of a record producer nowadays? Is it all sex, drugs and rock and roll, or is that more what the bands
Maybe a few years ago. It's very vast these days. A music producer, so many people refer to a music producer as someone that actually, you know, just creates beats on the laptop as well, and just building the music, which is one part of what the music producer does. But then there's more of a traditional music producer, much like George Martin and people like just more traditional, kind of around the 80s, 70s kind of era, that would help the band sculpt their vision and just pull the best interesting sounds and help them, you know, become more of another member of the band and help them kind of bring their vision to the forefront. So that's kind of what a music producer does, and also, yeah, just builds the track and works along other songwriters and topliners being singers that come up with melodies and lyric and build a track with them. So it's we do a lot.
Yeah, you might ask for a pay rise.
Yeah.
So it's interesting you raise that, because I guess producers now more than ever, I guess, become sort of artists in their own right. You talked about making beats and that sort of stuff. We are seeing a lot more producers who do spend a lot of time in the sort of background becoming their own artists in their own right. What do you think about that?
I think it's great. Yeah, it's a little conflicting with some of the music producers that do come from a more traditional background. I don't really mind. I think it's great if you're. It's like you said. You're becoming your own artist in a way. Mm. It's just one of the things that we do.
When you record a lot and sort of different artists in their own right as well, how much input do you have when it comes to recording? Do you have a lot or a little, or does it more depend on who's recording and who's writing the music in the studio?
Yeah, absolutely. It depends. So a band like Cold Chisel, for example, they are a band. They have their own sound. They have a huge following, and everyone likes them for what they do. So a band like that, you don't really want to touch. You don't want to mess with, because you might mess it up. So that's one side of the spectrum. And then the other side would be if you're working with a development artist, a younger artist that doesn't really have a sound yet. So you need to help them create their sound. A lot of the artists that I'll be songwriting with to help them, you know, find their sound.
Sort of find that voice and find where that track sort of needs to go, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Help them come up with the most interesting lyric and melodies, but also come up with the most whack sort of futuristic production that makes people go, whoa, that's cool, that's interesting, I want to listen to that new artist sort of thing.
And what about, I mean, this is one question I had as well for producers. Do you think they kind of, do they get the credit they deserve? Are they more sort of unsung heroes of the music industry? What do you think? Because you don't hear, I mean, there's obviously a few famous producers, Rick Rubin, and plenty others. But what do you think, on the whole, do you not hear or do you not give enough credit to producers? You're probably a bit biased.
Yeah, a little bit biased. It is changing a lot with the whole music producer having their own artist image. One music producer that I really look up to, Max Martin. He's known for making all these massive pop hits, and he's like from He's been around for at least 20 years or so. I'm not sure if... Are you familiar with his work? Have you heard of Backstreet Boys or Britney Spears?
Oh, so like, yeah, like top 40 pop sort of
stuff. So, yeah, so back in those days, and then from then to now, like Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, all that stuff, like he's just killing it. But he's got a really... he's got a team underneath him of music producers. But he has, you know, in a way largely shaped modern pop music and production over the past couple of decades, and not many people know about him. A lot of music producers and songwriters know about him, but he definitely doesn't get the credit that he deserves.
Yeah, right. And some people might suggest that the 70s and 80s, you mentioned them before, were kind of the heyday for the Australian music industry. A lot of bands sort of becoming household names. How healthy do you think the current Australian music scene and industry is today?
It's great. There are so many more, I guess because of the internet, you know, it's so easy to get your music out there and put it up onto Spotify, put it out onto SoundCloud, etc. And, you know, every artist that I work with, especially the younger artists that grow up with all this technology and GarageBand, Logic, whatever, being pushed in the face, and they pick it up really easily. And their level of skill and talent within with songwriting and production is so high, and at such an early age, there's just so much music out there. And so everyone, you know, is creating, which is great, and everyone's putting it out on the internet. So it's pretty thriving.
Go from strength to strength.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jean-Paul, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER.
Thank you.
An insight to what actually music producers do in the modern day compared to, you know, Sir George Martin from way back in the early 60s. Thanks so much for joining us on 2SER.
Cheers.